Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Hello, Pep. Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman fights a titanic battle with the elements, unaware that as he struggles, natural forces at work in the heavens are making it increasingly more difficult for him to save the lives of those who are trapped on the doomed planet Apollo.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, you want to hear something really exciting? Something that'll make you want to cheer? Well, here's the dope. You've been collecting those nifty comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. In fact, they're probably, you got a lot of them right now pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. Well, those Pep comic buttons have been so doggone popular, and you fellas and girls get such a kick out of collecting them, that Kellogg's Pep now has a brand new series for you. Yes, sir, 18 new and different comic buttons to collect and to swap duplicates with your pals. For example, there's Toots and Casper, Barney Google, the Inspector from Cats and Jammer Kids, Judy and Corky from Gasoline Alley, Goofy and Beezy from Haroldine, and Superman, of course. Wouldn't you like to get all 18 of these brand new Pep comic buttons? Well, you can, sure, easy as anything. Remind Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's all. Just look inside the Pep package and see which button you get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere. But you get a really terrific prize, plus a catchy sunny dish for breakfast in every package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Ask Mom for P-E-P, Kellogg's Pep.
Now the adventures of Superman. As you remember, the burning of a lake of oil on the planet Apollo affected a change in the atmosphere and restored Superman's strength. Rescuing Thane, an elderly scientist, and his daughter Lalo from death at the hands of the Ra's, tyrannical ruler of Apollo, Superman took them to the safety of a distant village. Then, promising he would return as soon as possible to the doomed planet, the Man of Steel started back to Earth. But while speeding through space, he passed into the direct suns of the ray, where, numbed by the terrible rays, he felt himself being drawn as if by a giant magnet into the very sun itself. And as we continue now in the vast, empty reaches of space, Superman fights for his life against the mightiest force in the universe. Listen.
If I'm drawn much closer to the sun, I'll be finished. I must get through, but my strength is gone. Got to get back to Earth, find out how to save people on Apollo. Away! There. Made a little headway that time. I can't stand this much longer. Oh, once more. Away from this terrible rain. Away! I gained a little more. Away!
Desperately, with every ounce of strength and will in his powerful body, Superman fights as he has never fought before, against the merciless rays of the sun, which make even man's newly discovered atomic powers seem puny. Battling for each yard of progress, he continues a little more. Then he girds himself for a final effort in this titanic struggle for his existence. Hours later, in Editor Perry White's office in the Metropolis Daily Planet, gray-haired editor and cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, both swallowing hard to control their emotions, regard the galley proof of page one for the next edition, on which, across three columns bordered in a heavy black margin, is a photograph of Clark Kent, whose identity as Superman is unknown to his friends.
Great reporter, he gave his life to aid humanity. That's a swell caption, Mr. White.
Thanks. I wrote it myself. I wrote the story about Kent, too. Did you read it, Jim?
Uh-huh. Gee, Mr. Kent gone. I can't realize I'll never see him again.
Yeah, it's hard to get used to that.
And Superman. We'll never see him again either. Or have him to help us out of jam.
That's a terrible blow, Jim.
Are, Are you sure there's no hope for them?
Of course, and so is Dr. Mellison. They've been gone for 10 days now, and Superman said if he and Kent weren't back within 3 days, we'd know they'd been lost.
I know, but why do they have to take Mr. Kent along? He isn't a Superman.
Well, I guess Kent saw a chance to get the biggest story of the age and to learn things which would be of great value to us on Earth, so he insisted on going along. He was a great reporter.
Yeah, and a great guy. Gosh, Chief, I...
Now, Jim, don't blubber. Kent wouldn't want you to.
I'm not.
But all right, Jim, come quick, hurry up.
Huh? Well, what's the matter with you, Beanie?
Can you stop to ask questions? Come on.
Come
hurry.
Where?
What happened,
where
Beanie?
Where do you see? Oh, golly, come on. Come on to Mr. Kent's office.
Well, huh? What's in Kent's office?
Where do you see? Come on, hurry.
Look, Mr. White, at the typewriter.
Good
you
God.
You see? It's a ghost.
Ghost, my eye. Kent, now what in the name of...
Okay, there, that's done. Now, if I don't get back from the next trip, the whole story of Apollo is right here, Chief.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Kent, I'm so glad to see you. I don't know what to do.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to see you, too.
No, never mind that. Now, you start talking, Kent, before I blow my top.
I'm sorry, Chief, but I'm not up to talking right now.
You're not up to it, but...
I'm worried, and I'm more tired than I ever was in my life. The sun almost finished me.
The sun?
Yes, direct rays of the sun in space. I fought for hours as I never fought before. But more
you fought against the sun in space? Oh, what are you talking about?
He's confused, Chief.
Yes, that's right, Jim. I mean, Superman did.
Well, where is Superman now?
Oh, he's around.
Around where? I don't see him.
Don't be silly, Bill.
Well, he's waiting for the same thing I am, a call from Dr. Millicent. He said he'd call the moment he finished analyzing the sample of atmosphere I brought back from Apollo and devise the means for me to keep my strength up there.
Keep your strength?
I want to go back to the planet once. And if I don't come back this time... Well, I've written the whole story of Apollo for you and for everyone else on Earth.
But why do you have to go back to Apollo?
Jim, there are millions of people up there.
There are.
And unless I find some way to act and act very quickly, they'll all perish. Every second counts. Maybe that's Millicent now.
No, wait, Kent.
Hello? Clark Kent speaking. Who? Oh, yes, Dr. Millicent. What's the good word?
Oh, boy, so much has happened in the last few minutes. My
you
head's
did, huh?
Going round
hey, that's
no, I'm going round and round.
I'm going wacky.
Oh, I see. Yes, of course. I'll be right over. I'll contact Superman and tell him you want to see him at once. Right, Doctor. Come along. Well, here I go again.
Now, wait, Kent.
Where are you going, Mr. Kent?
Back to the planet Apollo, I hope.
You wallacker.
But, Mr. Kent...
No, wait. You can't just
I'm sorry, but I can't delay a moment. The story I wrote will tell you everything. Read it. So long.
Dr. Millicent.
Yes, Superman. I've analyzed the sample of air you brought from Apollo, and I know why you lost your strength up there.
You do? Why?
Because the atmosphere on Apollo consists of more than 20% krypton gas.
Krypton gas?
Yes. Anyone else on Earth exposed to an atmosphere with such a low oxygen and nitrogen content and so high a krypton content would die almost at once.
I see.
People in Apollo must have a slightly different lung structure from ours.
Uh-huh.
Probably a different body chemistry in general.
Well, then they couldn't exist on Earth, in our atmosphere.
Oh, not possibly.
Uh-oh.
And no one from Earth, except you, could have existed for so long a time on Apollo.
And even I practically ceased to exist until I managed to set their lake of sacred oil on fire. That restored my strength. How do you account for that, Doctor?
There's obviously some element in the oil which, when burned, added the required oxygen and nitrogen to the air which you needed.
I see. Well, tell me, can you devise something for me, a tank or something I can carry which will serve the same purpose as the burning oil and allow me to keep my strength on Apollo?
Yes, I think I can, but, well, it won't last for a great length of time, of course.
It's only got to last long enough for me to save the Apollonians. But wait, Doctor. I had in mind the use of rocket ships to take the people away, but you say they won't be able to exist on Earth.
No, they won't.
Well, then how can I save them?
I have another plan to save the people on Apollo and their planet as well.
You have?
Yes, it's just possible that you can accomplish it.
What?
But it'll be tremendously difficult and risky, too.
Never mind how difficult and risky it is. There are human beings up there, millions of them. And two of them risk their lives for me. I'll do anything possible I can to save them. Anything.
All right, Superman. Here's the outline of... Oh, excuse me. Dr. Millicent speaking. Who? Oh, yes, Dr. Bloomfield. Now, listen, I have news for you. Superman's here, and he agrees to... What?
What?
That... Great heavens, when?
What happened, Doctor?
I see, yes. I'll tell him. Well, this is a great shock. Goodbye.
Dr. Millicent, you've turned so pale. What's happened?
You won't have to go back to Apollo now, Superman.
What do you mean?
It's too late.
What?
Too late to do anything for Apollo now.
Alarmed, Superman stares at Dr. Millicent, from whose worried face all color has drained. What does the scientist mean? We'll know in a moment when we return for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, I've been practically bursting with news all weekend. I could hardly wait to tell you today about that brand new series of comic buttons Kellogg Pep is putting out for you. Because I knew you'd be excited about it, too. Think of it, 18 new and different funny characters to collect and to wear on your jacket or your dress or cap. And to swap duplicates with your pals. That's fun that lasts and lasts. And believe me, these new comic buttons are really something to see. The colors are so bright and sharp, and the pictures of your favorite comic strip characters are so real that, well, you'd know them anywhere. Take Barney Google, for instance, with his derby hat and his button nose. Or Beezy from Harold Teen. He's kind of on the tubby side, isn't he? Or Superman himself. So powerful and good-looking. Yes, every one of these new Pep comic buttons is an eye-catcher, believe me. And the best part is, they're so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But you find one of these exciting prizes in every package of Kellogg's Pep. That's the Sunshine cereal, you know. Crisp golden flakes of good whole wheat that are loaded with catchy, sunny flavor. For a nifty dish for breakfast and for nifty prizes, tell Mom you want P-E-P. Kellogg's Pep.
In his laboratory, Dr. John Millicent, world-famous scientist, has just startled Superman by saying...
You won't have to go back to Apollo now, Superman. It's too late. Too late to help the unfortunate people on that doomed planet now.
What do you mean, Doctor? Why?
That was Dr. Bloomfield just called. He's in the observatory at Mount Arthur.
Yes?
He tells me that a little over an hour ago, the planet Apollo passed completely out of view of our telescope.
Well, just what does that mean?
It means that Apollo has already left the temporary orbit in which it was revolving around its own moon and is now lost in space.
Great Scott, then...
Somewhere in space, it's being controlled by the sun, being drawn into it to be burned and disintegrated.
No.
Now, not even you, Superman, can find and save the poor doomed souls on the planet Apollo.
Catching his breath, Superman sees in his mind's eye his friend Thane, the young girl Lalo, all the other helpless beings on the strange planet Apollo. As in his ears rings the voice of Dr. Millicent repeating... Is Superman helpless to avert the catastrophe? Must he stand idly by while Thane, Lalo, and millions of other human beings on Apollo are destroyed? You can be sure Superman will not stand idly by, even though he must risk his life again in an even more hopeless cause. Tomorrow we'll see what he does, and we'll find out just what is happening on the planet Apollo. So be sure to be with us then. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pet.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Say, when you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly, you just naturally go right on to crumbles. Kellogg's Crumbles, the toasty and sweet and mellow rich on a frosty morning. What a dish for breakfast. The only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. And you know about whole wheat, don't you? You know it's good for you. So get your wholesome whole wheat in crisp, crunchy, crinkly, crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.